In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of the most famous kings in history is, ironically, one you likely have never heard of. His name was Mansa Musa, and he was the wealthiest man ever on earth. His empire of Mali was spread across parts of modern-day Mali, Senegal, the Gambia, Guinea, Niger, Nigeria, Chad, Mauritania, and Burkina Faso. At an estimated $400 billion, with a B, dollars worth of net worth, Mansa Musa outstrips Jeff Bezos' puny $131 billion. In the year 1324, as king of Mali, Mansa Musa made an eye-wateringly expensive pilgrimage to Mecca. He traveled in a caravan of 60,000 men and 12,000 slaves. He had a baggage train of 80 camels, each carrying 300 pounds of gold. It's a little traveling money for him. In today's value, that would be about $500 million. Imagine taking that in cash on your vacation, right? At every city he stopped at, Mansa Musa handed out this gold to the poor in huge amounts, to the unsurprising delight of the people receiving it. But his generosity had an inadvertent side effect. All along his route, he left economic chaos in his wake. In the cities he visited, this sudden influx of mounds of gold caused its value to collapse and caused enormous inflation and devalued their economies. Cairo, for instance, was in recession for 10 years after his pilgrimage. After Mansa Musa's death in the year 1337, he had left everything pretty well in order, but the people following him weren't the same, and the Mali Empire began its decline until it was absorbed, finally, by one of its neighbors, a mere shadow of its former self. His wealth and empire passed away, just like so many before and after him, which is why you likely have never heard his name. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. All things are vanity. My message on this hot summer morning is simple. Friends, it is so easy for any one of us to allow ourselves to become attracted to the shiny things of life, right? Those things that seem so much more real and tangible. Those material possessions, or the pursuit of power and honor, recognition, or the running after endless experiences of travel and new cultures, and which has become the novel thing of our age. Now, in doing this, we are living really in a fear of missing out. If I don't possess this thing, or if I don't go to this place, or climb this mountain, or play this golf course before I die, we fear that somehow our life will be worth less. Worthless. And when it's all over and we're about to die, which will happen to every one of us, we realize the vanity of it all. You will never have enough money or things or recognition or honor. You and I cannot possibly experience every single exciting place, pleasure, or culture that this wonderful earth has to offer. And by the way, of course, none of these things are bad. Money, travel, pleasures, these things are just that. They are things. It's a matter of priority. if we try to use them to satisfy that deepest longing of our soul, which we all have, then they will always fail us. Like Mansa Musa's wealth, they pass away, and everyone forgets. But it's not the fault of the things. They cannot fill what we need. They cannot be God. It's our fault for wanting these things to satisfy our deepest longing. In his parable about the foolish rich man, Jesus does not fault the rich man for his industriousness and skill in securing his wealth, but rather for his egotism, his vanity, and his selfishness. It's mine, all mine, nobody else's. The rich fool has lost his capacity for others, to be concerned for others, to love his neighbor, to even see his neighbor. His life was consumed so much by his possessions. His only interests were himself. His wealth had become his God, because whatever we put into that little hole in our hearts, that is our God. And in this little parable, Jesus probes our hearts with the question, yet again, that we've heard before: where is your treasure? Now, treasure has a special connection to the heart. Now, the heart is that place of desire and longing, the place of our will and of our focus. We have those wonderful sayings, you know, from the bottom of my heart, right? Or we take things to heart, or follow your heart. So the thing that we most set our heart on, that is our greatest treasure, our highest treasure. So the question is, what do you treasure above all else, above all things? What is that number one? Is it a thing? Is it yourself? Now, as disciples of Jesus Christ, our answer is, of course, we must fix our eyes on Jesus. And in the first place, strive to become the saints that he has called us to be. And he has called you. You have been chosen. That's why you are here. He has chosen you to be a saint. We belong to him. Our faith is in him. Our hope is in him. And the evil one wants nothing more than to distract us so that we no longer keep our eyes on Christ, but on the things of the world. And that's why that reading from St. Paul today is so perfect. If you have been raised with Christ, which is why you're here, seek what is above. Think of what is above, he says, not of what is on earth. In other words, be holy. Be holy. Now, we all want holy priests. We want holy leaders in our governments and such. Well, if we want holy priests and leaders, then we as a larger body of Christ must ourselves first become holy. Where do you think priests come from, right? We don't drop out of the sky. We come from you. And if the body is not holy, it's not going to produce holy leaders, holy priests, or whatever. Holiness is our answer. Now, another way of saying this is that we have to become a saint. That's our path forward, because that's what holiness literally means, to become a saint. So let's use this opportunity to get refocused on what is important, what is truly important, to seek what is above. Renew today at this Mass your mission as a disciple. If I were to ask you to describe your mission as a disciple of Jesus Christ in one sentence, what would that look like? Now, there are many ways to answer, so I'd like to invite you to take this as a starting point. So here it is, listen. A Christian's mission in life is to know, love, and follow Jesus more and more closely every day, and to help as many people as possible do the same. Now take this with you as you leave Mass today. I'm going to shorten it so that you can remember it a little better and ask you to repeat after me, okay? I exist to know, love, and follow Christ and help others do the same. Now to reinforce it just one more time, I exist to know, love, and follow Christ and help others do the same. Friends, what joy awaits us to live this holiness of life. Resolve as you leave today to become the saint you were created to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.